Welcome back to Exploring America, State by State. After the crab houses and sailing harbors of Maryland, today we're rolling into Washington, D.C. Now, technically, this isn't a state at all. It's a federal district carved out specifically to house the nation's government. But no road trip through this part of the country would be complete without stopping here, and it absolutely earns its place in this series. Washington, D.C. is known as the seat of American democracy. Home to the White House, the Capitol, and the Supreme Court, all sitting within walking distance of each other along a carefully planned grid of avenues and monuments designed more than two centuries ago. It's also a genuinely livable city with real neighborhoods, incredible international food, and some of the best free museums on the entire planet. Let's dig into it. Rock Creek Parkway winds through a genuinely wooded, peaceful stretch of forest right in the middle of the city. Following the creek through Rock Creek Park and offering a surprising break from the surrounding urban density just minutes from downtown. The Anacostia Riverwalk Trail follows the river's edge past the historic Navy Yard and into quieter residential neighborhoods, with skyline views most visitors never see on their first trip. And driving along Independence and Constitution Avenues at night, past the illuminated monuments and reflecting pools, is one of the most memorable ways to experience the city. Especially once the day crowds have cleared out and the lighting takes over. Kenilworth Aquatic Gardens, tucked away in the northeast corner of the city, is a genuinely peaceful oasis of lotus and water, lily ponds most visitors never even know exists this close to the Capitol. Dumbarton Oaks in Georgetown pairs a beautiful formal garden with a quiet museum, a perfect escape from the busier tourist core just a short walk from the waterfront. The United States National Arboretum spreads across hundreds of acres, including a collection of towering, weathered Corinthian columns that once actually stood at the Capitol building itself before being relocated here. And Congressional Cemetery, an unexpectedly beautiful and historic burial ground, doubles as a favorite spot for locals walking their dogs among centuries of American history and forgotten stories. The National Mall anchors the entire city, stretching from the Capitol to the Lincoln Memorial and lined with the Smithsonian Museums, nearly all of them completely free to enter every single day of the year. The Washington Monument rises dramatically at the center of it all, visible from almost anywhere in the city thanks to a height restriction on nearby buildings. The Lincoln Memorial, especially at sunset, delivers one of the most powerful views in American history, looking out across the reflecting pool toward the Capitol Dome in the distance. The United States Capitol and the Library of Congress both offer free guided tours that reveal architecture and artwork most visitors never expect from a government building. And the White House, viewable from the surrounding fence line and Lafayette Square, remains one of the most recognizable buildings on Earth, even from a distance. A few things worth knowing. Restaurants immediately surrounding the National Mall tend to charge tourist markup prices for food that's genuinely mediocre. So, walk a few blocks into a real neighborhood like Chinatown or Penn Quarter for better value and better flavor. Paid hop-on-hop-off bus tours duplicate a route you can easily walk or bike yourself for free, given how compact and walkable the monument core actually is once you're on foot. And souvenir shops directly outside the major museums often charge noticeably more than shops just a few blocks away. So a little extra walking saves real money on your trip. Washington, D.C. itself is not RV-friendly, with narrow, congested downtown streets, strict parking restrictions, and several parkways, including Rock Creek Parkway, that prohibit commercial and oversized vehicles entirely. The smart approach is parking your rig at a campground just outside the district in Maryland or Virginia, and taking the metro directly into the city for your sightseeing days, which honestly ends up being both easier and considerably cheaper than trying to navigate downtown in a larger vehicle. For paid camping, Cherry Hill Park in nearby College Park, Maryland offers full hookup sites with a direct metro connection into downtown DC, making it one of the most convenient bases for RV travelers in the entire region. Greenbelt Park, a National Park Service campground just outside the city, offers a quieter, more wooded option at a genuinely affordable nightly rate, also within reach of the metro system for your city days. True free camping does not exist within the district itself, so budget for one of these nearby, paid options if you're bringing an RV to this stop on your trip. Downtown DC offers everything from budget chain hotels to grand historic properties within walking distance of the monuments and museums themselves. Georgetown's boutique hotels put you in one of the city's most charming, walkable neighborhoods, filled with cobblestone streets and waterfront dining right along the Potomac. And Capitol Hill's smaller inns give you a genuinely residential, neighborhood feel just steps from the Capitol building itself, away from the busier tourist core. The DC Metro is genuinely one of the best subway systems in the country, connecting the entire district and reaching well into the Maryland and Virginia suburbs surrounding it. The DC Circulator bus covers key tourist corridors for a low flat fare, and Capitol Bike Share stations are scattered throughout the city for anyone who wants to pedal between monuments instead of walk. Honestly, once you're parked, you may not need a car again until you're ready to leave the city entirely. Washington, D.C.'s food scene runs far deeper than most visitors expect from a government town. A half smoke from Ben's Chili Bowl, a spicy smoked sausage topped with chili and onions, is a genuine D.C. institution with a history stretching back decades and a wall of celebrity photos to prove it. The city's large Ethiopian community means some of the best Ethiopian food in the entire country is served right in the U Street corridor, served family style on spongy injera bread meant for sharing, and mumbo sauce, a sweet and tangy local condiment found at carryouts across the city, is a uniquely DC flavor you won't find quite the same way anywhere else in the country. Time your visit for cherry blossom season around the Tidal Basin, when thousands of trees burst into pink bloom against the backdrop of the Jefferson Memorial. Walk the monuments after dark, when the crowds thin out and the lighting makes the whole mall feel almost cinematic and strangely quiet. Catch a free performance at the Kennedy Center, which regularly offers no-cost shows on its Millennium Stage every single day of the year. And spend an entire day simply wandering the Smithsonian Museums, moving between air and space exploration, natural history, and American art without ever paying a single admission fee. Summer in D.C. means long, humid days, so plan museum visits during the hottest afternoon hours and save outdoor monument walks for the cooler morning or evening light. The 4th of July brings massive fireworks over the National Mall, a genuinely unforgettable way to celebrate if you can handle the crowds that come with it. And free outdoor concerts and festivals run throughout the summer months across the city's parks and waterfront spaces near the river. Washington, D.C. can be genuinely expensive for hotels and dining, especially close to downtown, but the free Smithsonian Museums, free monuments, and free Kennedy Center performances balance that out significantly for budget-conscious travelers. A traveler willing to eat at neighborhood spots rather than tourist strips and take advantage of the free attractions can visit for far less than the hotel prices alone might suggest at first glance. Staying just outside the district in Maryland or Virginia and taking the metro in also stretches your budget considerably further. Cell coverage throughout Washington, D.C. is excellent, with strong signal nearly everywhere in the city, including underground on most metro platforms and inside museum buildings. This is one stop on the trip, where connectivity genuinely won't be a concern at any point during your visit. That's Washington, D.C., a compact, walkable capital holding some of the most powerful history and best free museums in the entire country. Next time, we're heading into Virginia, a state of rolling horse country, Civil War battlefields, and a coastline stretching from historic Williamsburg all the way to the beaches of Virginia Beach. Pack the cooler, and I'll see you there.